In this bulletin, Melbourne to go back into lockdown, the New South Wales-Victoria border likely to be closed for several weeks, and in football, the A-League season in jeopardy after three teams couldn't get out of Victoria in time. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Metropolitan Melbourne and the Shire of Mitchell in Victoria will be placed back into lockdown for 6 weeks. From midnight tomorrow, stage three restrictions will be reimposed in those areas. Residents will be unable to leave their homes unless it's for essential shopping, work, exercise, and medical and caregiving. Premier Daniel Andrews says there was no other option given the rising case numbers, with another 191 infections detected in the past 24 hours.
There is simply no alternative other than thousands and thousands of cases, and potentially more, many, many people in hospital, and the inevitable tragedy that will come from that.
Victoria's Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says of the new cases, 37 are connected to existing outbreaks and 154 are under investigation. The state's total number of infections has passed 2,800. For the first time in 100 years, the New South Wales-Victoria border will be closed. More than 500 New South Wales police are being deployed to the border, and at least 300 defence personnel will initially be assisting. New South Wales Police Minister David Elliott says the action is not unusual.
These joint operations are raised through well-established protocols. Under our Defence Aid to the Civil Power and Defence Aid to the Civil Community protocols. They are well exercised. The community needs to be reassured that this is nothing untoward. This is a normal joint operation between police, Defence Force and any other emergency services combat agencies that are required.
New South Wales Police Commissioner Mick Fuller says from tonight, anyone wishing to cross the border will need special permission.
People from New South Wales who are currently in Victoria or who will be in Victoria from midnight Tuesday night, if they return, they will need to fill out the exemption form and they will need to self-isolate at home for 14 days.
International arrivals in Western Australia are being capped at 525 people per week to limit strain on the state's coronavirus hotel quarantine system. The federal government agreed to limit international arrivals after a request from WA. The state's health minister, Roger Cook, says WA is working with the federal government to best implement the new arrangements.
To give you an idea of what that means for WA and our hotel quarantine operation, today we have two international flights arriving into Perth from Singapore and Doha, with a total of 245 people on board, and that is just for one day. That's 245 in one day, whereas under the new arrangement, this figure will be capped at 525 a week.
Interest rates will remain on hold at a record low of 0.25%. The RBA slashed the official rate from 0.75% in March after it decided to make two emergency drops in rates. In football, the remainder of the A-League season could be in jeopardy after the competition's three Victorian teams didn't make it to New South Wales in time. Football Federation Australia will seek an exemption from the New South Wales government for players and staff of Melbourne Victory, Melbourne City and the Western United to cross into the state. The Greater Western Sydney Giants young defender Sam Taylor is set to leave hospital later this week after being floored by a mysterious bacterial infection. The infection will prevent Taylor from playing in the competition for at least a month. Well, now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, a shower or two, 17 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 14. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 15. Hobart, light early frost and 10. Canberra, partly cloudy, 13. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 16. Similar forecast for Sydney, 17. Newcastle, much the same, 19. Brisbane, possible late shower, 23. Cairns, a shower or two, 26. And Darwin, sunny and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyatt, and this is SBS News.